Jesus, something special, supernatural about your name, Jesus. Something happens when I mention your name,
Jesus.
Something special.
Supernatural about you,
sing Jesus.
Jesus,
something happens.
Something happens when I mention your name.
Demons has to flee when I say Jesus.
Jesus.
Sickness has to heal when I say Jesus.
Jesus.
Heaven needs you bow before every tongue proclaim with words. Hallelujah, we declare
something special,
supernatural,
supernatural about your name.
Sing Jesus.
Jesus.
Something happens.
Something happens when I mention
when I call. exalt you. We magnify your name. Father, we declare you are the awesome God, none like you. We cry on your name, oh God. We bless you, Jesus. You're worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Something happens.
Something happens when I call you.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The name above all names.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Something's happened.
Something happens when I call you. You.
One more time,
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
We sing Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Something's happened when I call you.
To the end.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Each body of our brain, we give him glory.
Something happens when I call you.
Mention his name today.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Mention his name.
Lift your hands unto the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Let's worship him. Worship him from the depth of your heart.
Worship him.
Is it the Almighty God, worship Him. Is He the Almighty God to you? Worship Him. If you believe He's the Almighty God, worship Him. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him from the depth of your heart. Embrace the brother of the Brian Diagabo. Remain Remakush. Let the devils are proud of Gabo Riangabos. Let's worship Him. Let's praise Him. Praise Jesus. Praise Him. The one whose name is above every other name. Praise Him. The one whose name is above every other name. Praise Him. The one who is higher than the highest. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. The one whose name is greater than the greatest. Praise Him. The Ancient of Days. The Ancient of Days. Praise Him. The Alpha and the Omega. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. The unchangeable changer. Praise Him. Let's praise Him, brethren. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him from the depth of our heart. Our exceeding joy. Praise Him. The Prince of the princes of the earth. Praise Him. The Governor among the nations. Praise Him. Praise Him. Oh, let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Please accept our worship. Accept our praises. Do you know that the Bible says that in Psalm 30 verse 5 that though weeping may endure for a night, but joy always comes in the morning. I declare that this is the morning of your life. I declare this is the morning of your life. This is the morning of my life.
Amen. This morning of my life.
My joy cometh.
Thank you, Jesus. My joy cometh.
My joy cometh.
My joy cometh.
This is the morning of my life.
This is the morning of my life.
My joy cometh.
My joy cometh.
My joy cometh.
My joy cometh.
This month my joy cometh. This season my joy cometh. In the name of the Lord, whose name is the exceeding joy. Hallelujah. You know, that's what we learned in the night vigil on Friday, that another name for God is my exceeding joy. I don't know about you, but the Lord Jesus Christ is my exceeding joy. It's my exceeding joy. So we therefore pray that if it's the exceeding joy, He can give joy. That He will give joy to me this month. So you will talk to God, my exceeding joy. You say, Father, my exceeding joy. Give me joy this month of divine joy. In the name of Jesus. I don't know which kind of joy you want Him to give you. Ask Him to give you joy. Maybe you want abundant joy. Maybe you want joy unspeakable and full of glory. Maybe you want great joy. Maybe you want exceeding joy.
Have joy.
Cry to God. Yes.
I see you have joy.
Yes. Father, my exceeding joy. Yes, my exceeding joy. Give me abundant joy. Yes. Give me joy this month of August. My exceeding joy, abundant joy.
After all I have been through.
Yes. Go ahead, go ahead. It's the song of the Spirit. Go ahead with that song. Go ahead with that song. Let's join in to sing that song.
I've been cursed, I still have joy.
thoughts about you. Say it confidently.
Joy will come.
Whatever you have been through, your joy will
come
this month. Your joy will come this month. Your joy will come this month. Whatever you have been through, my brother, your joy will come this month. By the power of God, your joy will come this month. Your joy will come this month. Say it loud and clear to the person, your joy will come this month. Your joy will come this month. My Father, the exceeding joy, we bring your joy this month. Your joy will come. Your joy will come this month. Whatever you have been through, your joy will come this month. Your joy will come this month. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It shall be so in Jesus' name. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we praise you. Be exalted forevermore. Be glorified forevermore. Be magnified forevermore. Thank you that the joy of your people are coming this month. They are unstoppable. You are unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's be seated and give the Lord a big clap of it. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. You are welcome to God's awesome presence. We have a short time for message this morning, but God will help us. In the name of Jesus. I want you to believe that God is here this morning to bless you and to do you good. There was a case of a meeting like this that the message was going on, and then all of a sudden God opened the eyes of one of the sisters in the meeting, and he saw as the man of God was ministering, that he saw a powerful personality wearing white garments standing by the right hand of the man of God. And then he saw further other smaller beings also clothed in white apparel, standing in array before the man of God. And as the ministration was going on, the man, the mighty personality wearing white apparel before the man of God, was collecting blessings and then was giving it to the young, to the smaller white beings that are in front. And as the message was going on, the beings in the front were getting, packages from the personality here and were giving it to people. They were distributing it to people. Hallelujah. So there is a mystery whenever the people of God gather together and God is actually present, that blessings are being released unto the people of God. I don't know which kind of blessing you are trusting God for this morning. I believe that the angels of God will go into action and will release your blessing to you. Amen. They will release your package, your blessing to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So have faith in God this morning that God will bless you in the name of Jesus. According to the Bible passage that you have taken, Ephesians chapter 5, we are looking at God's grace in raising a dream family. We discussed it some time ago, and because of other things, we couldn't continue. But we feel that we should continue for some time
on this series, God's Grace in Raising a Dream Family. We discussed about laying a foundation for a dream family in the last meeting. A foundation that is solidly based on God and His Word. Today, we have been led to share on what can oil a marital relationship. What can be like lubricant to a wonderful marital life so that you can have a dream family. And you might not be married, but by the word of God that we comfort, you will discover something that can help you also in life and that can take you to your destination. Hallelujah. When you want to know what can oil a marital relationship, like when you have a car and there is an engine, the engine is the powerhouse of that car, and it makes the car to move, to function. Without the engine, the car cannot work. But there is a small element called the oil or the lubricant that is used, that is applied to the engine regularly, so that the engine can continue to be alive, can continue to function effectively, can continue to deliver unto its owner. So also, there are some points or some principles in marriage that are like oils to a marital, a wonderful marital life. And that's those points that we want to, by the grace of God, look at this morning, some of the points. When you need ideas, you go to counselors. The Bible says, in the multitude of counsel, there is safety, according to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So when you go to counselors and you say, what are those things that I need to apply to have a wonderful family life or dream family? One counselor might come to you and will say that you need prayer. Amen. Where is the man carrying prayer? If Pastor Femi is supposed to be your counselor, the first thing we mention is prayer. Let's say prayer.
Prayer.
Amen. Prayer. And prayer is very important in life. Prayer makes you to be joined to your greatest ally, the Almighty God. The Almighty God, the sustainer of life. The one that instituted marriage itself. If you come closer to Him in a kind of fellowship and communion relationship with Him, He can definitely sustain your prayers. As the normal adage says that a family that prays together stays together. So we can gloss over the importance of prayer in a family relationship. Devotion is very important in the home, in the family. Whether married or not married, devotion is very important. It brings God to your help, to your attention. Philippians chapter 4. You can go and see that, sir. Philippians chapter 4. Turn your Bible with me to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Let's just look at 6 and 7 because of time. It says, be careful for nothing. Are you there? Okay, let's read it together. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. If you can turn the worry in the family to prayer, and you begin to agree with your partner, with your wife, with your children, with your parents in the family, you discover that there will be peace in that home according to the scriptures. So prayer is very important. But look at this perspective. If you look at 1 Peter chapter 3, First Peter chapter 3, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. The Bible says, like verse 7 rather. It said, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessels, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. In other words, there can be a time that prayer can be hindered. There can be a breakdown in prayers that you find it difficult even to pray because there are some fundamental problems in that marriage, in that family. And that leads us to the second point. Another man of God will say that it is the word of God that you need. If you should go to the King Benga to counsel, you will say, the first thing you need is what? The word of God. You will say, my sister, it's the word of God you need. You can't afford to joke with the word of God. And it might be true. Like we read in the series before, Jesus Christ said, who is the wise man? He that built his house upon the word of God, that heareth these things of mine and doeth it. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, the Bible says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and they are profitable for doctrine, they are profitable for reproof, they are profitable for correction, they are profitable for instruction in righteousness. So the word of God is so important, so that the man of God can be perfect, so that a marriage can be perfect and fulfill his purpose and can be full of good works. So the word of God is very important in marriage, in family. When we apply the word of God to a marital life, there will be order in that marriage. There will be order in that marriage. If there is a point of disagreement and you come to the word of God, there will be solution. The reason why there is no solution in some marriage is that one party is not ready to submit to the word of God. That's what happens. When one party is not ready to surrender to the word of God, because the word of God always provides solution to every problem in life. For example, in that Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible tells us that wives submit to your husband, the husband love your wife as Christ loved the church. If that is done in marriage, there will be no problem. But problem starts when one party fails to fulfill his or her role in the marriage. Hallelujah. One of the word of God advisors, you can go and see that, sir. Proverbs chapter 6. Look at Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. Let's look at verse 27. He said, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burnt? So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. Verse 32. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it does what? Destroyeth his own soul. So the word of God is clear on some issues. So when we apply the word of God, a man will know his boundary. A woman will know his boundary. A man will know the implication of his actions. A woman will know the implication of his action. And then that family can fulfill the purpose of God. But there are some issues, some situations that you know that this one, even if we apply the word of God, there is a power that is beyond us. There is a power that is beyond us that we cannot do anything about. They are powerless about issues that are coming up in the family. The couple are powerless against the issues because there is a stronger power operating in that family that needs to be dealt with. And in that case, you need this third point. The third man of God will counsel you. Let's see what you need. You need what? Anointing. You remember Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27 tells us that by reason of the anointing, the yoke shall be broken or destroyed. So there are some issues in marriage that the couple cannot overcome. They need anointing. Let somebody say anointing. They need the power of God to overcome that problem. They need the hand of God, the finger of God, to deal with that situation. And that's where anointing comes in. If you look at the story of, you can be seated, sir. If you look at the story of Elkanah and his wife, Hannah, they have been dealing with the issue of non-childbearing for some time. Elkanah has been trying to contain the situation and the wife, Hannah. But a situation came when, you know, polygamy is very much around in the olden days. Polygamy, a man having multitude of wives, is very much allowed. My father is not an exception. At least my father has about five or so many. Hallelujah. Polygamy is allowed. So Elkanah have two wives, Peninnah and Hannah. Peninnah have children, but Hannah did not have. Instead of encouraging Hannah, Peninnah always did things that will make Hannah to be sorrowful. So they will come to the house of God every year. But a year came that Hannah knows that this is beyond my family. So it's not the issue of religious observance that I normally do every year just to come to the house of God, offer my offerings, and go back home. That year, she held to the hand of God. She prayed like no man's business until heaven looked down upon her. Until heaven did something about her case. Until heaven sent a man of God to her rescue. Hallelujah. God will send an angel to your rescue. God will send the man of God to your rescue this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Eli came unto her where she was praying. She had prayed some powerful prayers. Oh, I'm rushing because of time, but let's quickly look at it. 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. I want to bring some point to your notice in that passage. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Look at verse 11. And she vowed a vow. She vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid. Number one. And number two, say, and remember me and not forget thy handmaid. Number two. And we give unto thy handmaid a man child, a specific request. And then will I give unto the Lord all the days of his life. And there shall no razor come upon his head. The fourth prayer, a prayer of commitment, or promise unto the Lord. Lord, look down on my affliction. Lord, number two, remember your handmaid. Number three, a specific prayer. Give unto thy handmaid a man child. And number four, I promise I will do this for you. Hallelujah. God was moved by that prayer, a seriousness of that prayers. And the next thing is that he sent his servant unto her. Where she was for the first time, The man of God recognized that this young lady needs something. Something is going on in her life that needed to be attended to. So Eli came and promised and pronounced upon her that the Lord grant your petition. That particular year, Anna conceived and gave back to landmark child. Maybe what you need is the anointing in your marriage for that breakthrough to come. I pronounce that your breakthrough will come in Jesus' name. I pronounce your breakthrough will come in Jesus' name. Number 4 point of the 5 points we want to look at. What can lubricate your marital relationship? It's called intimacy. Intimacy. Who is carrying intimacy? Intimacy. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a very important point in marital relationship. You may be seated. Men, they don't joke with that issue in the marital relationship. And God knows it. God has put it there to be a very powerful lubricant in a marital relationship. Hallelujah. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, from verse 1 to 7, if you have time, you can read. God said it to the extent that you must not defraud one another. When it comes to this issue, you must not joke about it. You must not defraud one another in a proper family setting. If you are legally married, you must not defraud one another. He said, because your body does not belong unto you. One thing some of our ladies does not know is that your body does not belong to you. Your body belongs to the man. Amen. And vice versa. That's what the scripture says. And you men also, your body belongs unto your wife. Because you are one. So it is strong to use that issue of intimacy as a punishment for a man. A woman is being contrary, is doing contrary to the word of God. In fact, a woman is being wicked if you are using that issue as a punishment to your husband. Some ladies, they use it. Apart from being a punishment, they use it because they want to get something from their husband, to get a reward. They want to get a reward. They want to get something from the man. So they will use it as a kind of bait. No, it should not be like a bait. It should not be based upon what I'm going to get from my partner. A sister said, she needed money for something. She racked her brain. How will I get this money? Hallelujah. So she prepared herself very well in the night. So, because she knows that after that, she can talk or make a request. It should not be like that. There must be proper relationship that anytime you can confidently approach your spouse that you need something like this. If the communication of intimacy has been going on before, you don't need to use it at a particular time so that you can, as a bait, or to get a reward. God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. So when you look at that passage, some will say that this man is demanding this thing every day. If that is what will satisfy him, do it. Amen. Because the scripture said it. You read 1 Corinthians 7. He said, do not defraud one another except by By what? Except by agreement that you want to separate yourself. That's the word of God. That is forever sure. A man that is denied, after some time, will begin to look elsewhere. Am I right, men? My sister says it's not allowed. Emotionally, the man will be getting drawn to somewhere else. But if you give your man enough attention, then if he begins to look outside, then the man will know he needs deliverance. Hallelujah. Because after some time, man is not a difficult species phenomenon. After some time, what is shocking the man after some time will no longer shock the man. But when it is shocking the man, you have to... Hallelujah. Because man is made in a different composition than the woman. For example, in the time of intimacy, a man might suddenly desire intimacy. A man might suddenly go into it. Because a man is like a paper you put in a fire. And what happened to the paper? It quickly gets consumed. But when you put a charcoal in a fire, it takes time. So that's why a man and a woman have to understand each other in intimate relationships. You have to understand that the man is coming from one angle and you are coming from that angle. But when you communicate together, you'll be able to understand each other's physiology or structure, and you'll be able to, in love, manage or sort out any little problem between you. There was the case of a lady in my mother church. The day they got married, they start the thing, it was getting difficult. Maybe it was the first experience. And the young lady was having bruises. And they have to quickly call the pastor that we don't know what is happening. No. The guy is not getting in, no. So, and the woman is, praise the Lord. The pastor said, you need lubricant. So the pastor quickly go and buy lubricant for them to hold so that there can be free flow of expression. Hallelujah. So there need to be understanding. Many of us, we think that we know much about this issue because maybe we've read this, but we know little. Most of us, including those that have spent 20, 30 years, that area is a lifetime learning process. Every day you learn new things in order to make your marriage better. Praise the Lord. One more point because our time is up. Let's see the fifth point. The fifth person, where are you? So, what is that?
Time.
Sisters, what is that?
Time.
Amen. You may be seated, ma. The fifth point is time. Mostly, ladies will say that they don't need your money, they don't need your car, but they need your time. Quality time is very important as a lubricant in marital relationship. When you give your wife enough time in marriage, even if you don't have much, the wife will respect you. The wife will know that you are a responsible man. The wife will know that this is a man that is worthy to stay with for the rest of my life. As a man, are you giving time? It's not the issue of being at home alone and then reading paper or watching television or sitting on the computer. Pardon? What else? DS3, I don't know that. But being side by side with your spouse in the kitchen, being side by side with your spouse when she's teaching the children, being side by side with your spouse in the bedroom, not being somewhere else, that is time. Or taking your wife out during that time for a walk, or what else do you need, ladies? To watch films, film show, or to go to Kentucky or what do you call it, McDonald's? What? You don't want Kentucky? To go to the gym. To go to Aroma. To go to Cash Point. Or to go on holidays. I remember this. I mean, some are good in taking their spouse on holiday. Let me not give names. Praise the Lord. There is time for everything. Amen. So this morning, we can have more time. So I want us to talk to God. That God, I want my family to be a dream family. Whatever I need to do, give me the grace, Lord. Give me the grace. Martin Luther said, let the wife make her husband glad to come home. And let the man make her sorry to see him leave the home. Do you make your husband glad to come home as a wife? Do you make your wife feel sorry when you are leaving home? Or the wife will say, thank God. Let's talk to God. Let's talk to God. God help me in my marital life, that my family will become a dream family that I will be proud of, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you have not given your life to Jesus, you need Christ, the unseen guest and head of the family. You need Christ. You need to invite Jesus Christ to come into your family. You need to into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. Tell the Lord that I repent of my past sins and accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Talk to God. If you are unmarried, talk to God. Father, I want to form a dream family. A family where there can be love, joy, peace, understanding in my family. Lord, give me a dream family. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you this morning. We give you praise. We commit our families unto your able hand, that you put sufficient lubricant oils in our marital relationship so that our family can become that dream family that fulfill your purpose in these times, in the name of Jesus. As many as are saying yes to you this morning, accept them, O Lord, and write their name in the book of life. Blessed be your holy name. Every family going through turbulence, heal the marriage, O God, in the name of Jesus. Give us wisdom in the family. May your name be praised and glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Let the people of God say amen. God bless you.